This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Ethiopia's military on Sunday threatened an all-out assault on the capital of the dissident Tigray region, which is also the seat of the local government it wants to dislodge. And a military spokesman warned civilians to get out while they can. The spokesman told broadcasters Sunday that the government plans to surround the capital with tanks and may begin shelling. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, who last year won the Nobel Peace Prize, launched a military campaign against the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, on November 4th, accusing its forces of attacking two federal military camps in the region. He also says the party aims to destabilize his government. A communications blackout in the region has made claims from both sides difficult to confirm, but hundreds of people are reported to have been killed, while tens of thousands have fled the fighting into neighboring Sudan. The TPLF led the overthrow of Ethiopia's military regime in 1991 and dominated the country's politics until Abiy was elected in 2018. Abiy has pushed off calls for peace, including from the African Union, which plans to send three former national presidents as special envoys in the coming days. Iran on Sunday vowed to defeat any Israeli attempt to harm its role in Syria, saying the era of hit-and-run attacks by Israel there was over, days after Israel carried out airstrikes on Syrian army and Iranian paramilitary targets in the country. Israel, which views Tehran as its biggest security threat, has repeatedly attacked Iranian targets and those of allied militia in Syria, where Tehran has backed President Bashar al-Assad and his forces against rebels and militants since 2012. And Palestinian militants fired a rocket into Israel, drawing Israeli airstrikes in the Gaza Strip, the Israeli military said on Sunday.